This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Well, this is Breaking News with Brad and B. I'm Brad.
And I'm B.
And you are listening to fake news people talking about real news on your favorite podcast. B, are you excited to be here? This is our first episode.
This is super fun. Yes, yes. Our first episode officially as Breaking News anchors.
It is. We finally got elevated to anchorship. You know, we were the beat reporters, but now we're anchors. And we are your every other week anchorman. Do you say anchorman or anchorwoman? What is it, Ling?
Yeah, anchorman.
Yeah, anchorman. Yeah. I'm an anchorman. But this is awesome. Today's show, we have a lot going on. We're going to talk a little bit news.
Yeah.
We're going to talk...
Some hot takes.
And we're going to have a special guest joining us from Married at First Sight, Sam Roll. Exciting. She's great. And we'll play before that. We're going to play Creepy or Not. And then after with Sam, we're going to play the cameo game, which is everybody's favorite.
Everybody's
favorite. So, yeah. B, what do you have besides, you know, I have some news this week, but what do you bring into the table?
All right. We're gonna go down a couple different avenues this evening for this evening's breaking news.
Okay.
A couple from Kentucky got married in a gas station bathroom at their just their local gas station.
Wait a second. You're telling me that a couple said, "I want to get married in a dirty, stinky gas station bathroom."
Yeah, so the bride actually works there. So they got married in the bathroom, and then they had like a disco light in like the, they hung a disco light in there and discoed in the bathroom as well. I mean, you can imagine the kind of people that might get married in a gas station bathroom, and that's exactly who these people are.
My cousin got married in a drive-thru. That's still an upgrade from a bathroom.
For sure. But like outside or in their car?
In their car.
I need to know more about this.
They got married in a drive-thru. They're still married. Been together like, what, by 15 years, 16 years? And
were they
in
like
San Francisco.
And like the priest was in the front driving?
I think you pull up and you roll your window down and they do it right.
Like in Vegas.
But it's a drive-through wedding. You just sit there in your car, and you drive through.
And like drive-through restaurant, like a fast food joint.
Oh, that would be even funnier. Like, what fast food restaurant would you choose to get your marriage on at?
For sure, the Chick-fil-A. Like, I want the Lord to be close to me as I make this commitment for the rest of my life. So Chick-fil-A is going to be hands down the choice for me. What about you?
I would probably choose Burger King because it's have it your way. So I would want everything my way in the drive-thru. I'd be like, you know what? I want a Whopper with cheese and this. So just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
What else? Speaking of food, I went to Chipotle the other day, and I would not get married in Chipotle. Is it me? If you're listening, you work at Chipotle. I feel like the workers there are rude. They're never friendly. They're never right.
They are rude. So here's the thing that I've noticed about any kind of like out to eat restaurant, most fast food, anyways. But since the pandemic, I have noticed obviously prices have gone up, service has gone down, food quality has gone down. So like, if me and my husband go out to eat, like it's gross. I feel that way. I feel like, especially at like a chain place or something. I mean, if you go to a mom and pop and like, you know, the family that owns it, I think that's a little bit different, but, I'm like unimpressed, disappointed even.
Yeah. I'm with you, but I went into the Chipotle and I said, I want to get a kid's taco thing from my son. And I don't know how it rolls. And he goes, you want chicken for all three tacos? I'm like, yeah, I'll take, yeah. I mean, I figure you want food in your tacos.
Yeah.
We get down there. He tells the guy beside him, he got two chickens. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. She's like, you owe me $26. I said, $26? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Because all I ordered was a burrito and a kid's meal. She said, "Well, you ordered two extra orders of chicken." That's and the guy was like, "Yeah, you ordered two extra." I said, "I'm not buying." He's 11 years old. He's not eating all this chicken. I thought that's what you were giving him for his tacos. It was going to cost me like $13 for his kids' meal.
What?
Yeah,
I don't go.
They were like, "Well, we need to get a manager over here then." And I'm like, "Yeah, because I'm not paying for that." And the manager was really nice. She gave me extra chips and redid his order. I'm like, I don't want that. But that's Chipotle. I wouldn't get married there.
Don't get married at Chipotle. Yeah.
Do you think the bathroom was, do you think the toilet was flushed pre-wedding or post-wedding?
I can tell you there was balloon garland around the stall doors.
Whew. Okay. That's...
I can tell you that, Brad. That's what I know.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that. Yeah. Weirdos, but that's Kentucky. The bluegrass state where there is no bluegrass.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your next story?
Okay.
You want me to tell one? You want me to tell a story now?
Yeah. Go.
Okay. I have one from New Orleans.
Okay.
Rats at a New Orleans police headquarters are getting high on seized marijuana.
I saw this.
Oh my god!
That was almost my other story. Okay, yes, no.
Yes. Puts a new meaning to up and smoke with rats, right? Like, just think about it. If you're a rat, if me and you were real life rats, I don't think that's a bad gig getting high on marijuana, do you? I feel like it just takes me out of the rat world.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I think if I'm a rat, I don't need to add insult to injury by being high.
What do you think? Do you think the rats are like, "Yo, man, let's get high," like Cheech and Chong? Like, is there like a Cheech and Chong rat that's like smoking weed? A
different perspective of rats than you do, maybe. Ratatouille, the movie, is one of my favorite Disney movies, and so that's kind of where I was thinking more of the Ratatouille rats than the Cheech and Chong.
I was thinking Splinter on the rat on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Splinter. That's what I was thinking of. That's still crazy. What's going on in New Orleans where they have rats in their police department that much? Like, would you want to work in a place that had rats running around everywhere?
No. They're like, I think they're like seized, right?
Well, they keep the drugs in the police department, right?
I don't know.
They keep the drugs at the work advice headquarters.
Let me look it up because...
With the cockroach.
I saw the same thing. I saw it.
It could take $30 million to fix up the police department. Can you believe $30 million?
Okay. You're right. They are so run down and infested that rats were able to infiltrate the evidence lockup room. The rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high.
Hmm.
Okay, but can we please, like, appreciate this?
Oh, my gosh. That, like,
Noob and the rats. It's just too much. I love it. It's a great news story, Brad. I love it.
What's your next story, B?
Okay, opposite end of the spectrum is where I am going. Billionaire in Australia is recreating the Titanic.
Wow, he's like building the whole Titanic?
The whole thing.
Wow, that's kind of amazing. How much is he going to charge to...
A replica. It's going to launch by 2027. There's no other information at this time.
Okay, we need to take a work advice cruise in 2027 on the Titanic.
You know what kind of, like, bad juju that is? So bad. Okay, here's the deal. I'll go if Celine goes.
Oh, I like that. But I like the guy. He's like, "I got $1 billion. What else am I going to do with it? I'm just going to build a Titanic."
Well, I like that he's like, "Why would I do good with it? You know, why don't I just, like, blow it on the Titanic?"
Yeah, God forbid you feed some people, right?
He's old, so I don't even know if he's going to be here in 2027 to save
time. I heard that the guy that's building the Titanic also invests into the He Gets Us campaign. I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, I don't know. Is that the same guy?
I'm kidding. That's a joke. B, I have a funny story that I want to share with you.
Is it a news story, Brad?
It's a news story.
Okay.
This is from March 8th. A dog who spent months with a box stuck on his head gets a new home.
Wait, but does he still have the box on his head?
What if that was the condition? Look, Marley, that's my dog, listeners. You got a box on your head. We'll give you a home here, but you've got to keep the box on your head. And Marley'd be like, like, I have so many questions about this story. A dog spent months wandering loose with a box stuck on his head. It's now free of a new with a new home. His name is Bear, which is a boss dog name. Was spotted wandering the Gulf Coast. We're down there again in the New Orleans area. There's some, I don't understand
it's
that.
Happening in the Gulf Coast.
Rescuers were able to grab the box off of his head. Okay, how does a dog keep a box? My dog is constantly like wiggling their head around.
So I've seen this happen to like other animals and like viral videos and stuff. They get their head stuck in something and then they just can't get out of it. So it's not like someone just stuck a box on his head. Like he probably like pushed his way into a box from like a small hole. He was looking for food or something. Then he just couldn't get out of it. Then he's running around like crazy. No one can catch him to get the box off his head. It's something like that.
Let me ask you this. This dog hit the jackpot. Would you put a box on your head for 3 months? Because now this dog is going to be treated like a royalty. He gets a new home. He becomes the animal service ambassador, greeting the public at city shelters before they go in. Like, he like hit the dog lottery,
so
in essence.
How much is it worth Brad to wear a box on his head for three months?
Three months.
What kind of lottery would you have to be guaranteed at the end for you to do the
box? Well, I want to know, could Bear see out of the box? Like, was he just hitting the trees? Because I would hit things. I walk into things with my two eyes and glasses. I can't imagine a box.
I'm going to say he can see out of the box. Otherwise, he'd be dead.
Did homeless people, like, carve little holes so he could see out without actually lifting the box off his head?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay. I would probably spend a month. If you were going to give me, like, if I was going to hit the jackpot of Powerball, yeah, like I get a brand new...
With a box on your head.
Yeah. We could do... Let's me and you do this breaking news next in 2 weeks with this on our head.
I don't think I'm going
to
do that.
I don't either. I'm not signing up for that. Maybe we get Sam to come on and do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Isn't there some kind of celebrity that lives behind a box? You don't even know what their face is. There's somebody that's popular.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow,
where's the marshmallow? We don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, and there's also that, isn't there like a DJ or something that does that and you don't know who they are? Yeah, we're not in the hip game. So yeah, that's crazy. B, you got a hot take today.
We have a hot take. Okay. I'm not like on the TikToks a lot, but whatever algorithm I'm in has me viewing a lot of flat earthers and all their theories.
Are you about to say we're on a flat earth, B?
About the edge of the world, and I've just got a lot of questions. So hot take today is the earth flat, Brad?
No. The earth is round, B. Don't listen to Kyrie Irving. The earth is round. Okay. We can see it in the photos.
My brother-in-law lost his whole entire mind at the last family get together because he's a flat earther. And I think he might have had a drink. And a conversation came up and like he lost it. He's the only one in the family that's a flat earther.
He feels that passionate about the flatness of the earth.
Yes. And we are all blind. Like we are all just like following the system, can't think for ourselves, like the whole thing. The irony is that his wife is a flight attendant. We've talked to her before.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Okay. So she's like, what's she going to do, you know? Yeah,
what is she going to do? She's
literally seen the curvature of the earth from a million miles up in an airplane. It's just like funny. Like, I don't know. I do think the earth is round, but like, these people are serious.
They're
serious about their theory on a flat earth.
People are passionate about what they are passionate about. Yeah. You know, back in 2020, there was all this, you know, I had people that I knew that were like, Trump's going to fly in on a sled and take over the world like Jesus, right?
Yep.
Like it never happened. They're going to put Trump in prison. They're going to put, well, they're trying that. But they're going to arrest all these people. And it was crazy. Crazy talk.
All the things are crazy, I feel like.
Yeah, we're probably going to get, you know, flagged because we talked about it.
Do you have any proof that the Earth is round?
I do. It's photos. You just look in your science books and it has the round Earth.
Yeah, but everyone's in on it. So, like, that's photoshopped. These are all the things that flat earthers are saying.
B, if I take a telescope out and I look up at Saturn, which I can do, it's round. Why?
Saturn, though, we are flat.
So we're the only planet that's just in the solar system, just flat.
Yep.
Do you realize how stupid that sounds?
We are. It's a flat Earth. I just think you can, like, fully grasp it. You're not in the right headspace.
I'm not. I've been with those rats down in New Orleans.
So what's your hot take? What'd you bring?
My hot take is this. I was mad at myself. I was mad at Peacock. Anybody have Peacock app? It did not download Oppenheimer. And I flew to Austin, and I was going to pull out and watch the Oppenheimer.
Okay.
It didn't download. I mean, I did it 2 days out. I'm thinking, this will download. No, it didn't download my phone. I'm like, man, this stinks. Looked at my dad. And I'm like, didn't even download. So an old man sitting up in front of me to the right was watching Oppenheimer on his big screen. So I watched some of Oppenheimer.
But you couldn't hear it.
Couldn't hear it, but I watched some.
Okay.
My hot take is this. Oppenheimer looks like, hands down, the most boring movie.
Yeah. I think we're
like,
so
talking to talk.
I think we're so far past, like, good stuff because of COVID and, like, everything was shut down and, like, all these things that, like, we settled for Barbie and Oppenheimer being, like, the best things ever. That's bad because I watched the Barbie movie, too, and it was garbage.
Did you watch Oppenheimer?
No.
I was going to say, that's, like, 3.5 hours. I looked at my dad and I'm like, bullet dodge, man.
There are terrible things about it. So, like, why waste my time?
But it's got like an 8 out of 10 on IMDb. It won all the Academy Awards.
There was nothing else to compare it to. That's all there was Barbie and Oppenheimer.
And my other hot take, Christopher Nolan, the director, not the best director in Hollywood, but people like flock to him and think anything he does is gold. So, you know.
Christopher Nolan, he was the, wait. Is he the guy that's in like a wheelchair and he can't
no.
his face?
No. Christopher Nolan, who are you thinking of?
He's like Superman or something, right? Is that
Christopher
him?
Reeve. He's dead. He's dead, B.
Oh, he died?
We should have a segment called Dead or Alive. Boom.
He died.
He died like 20 years ago.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I've like seen him.
Hmm?
I've like seen him. He's not that dead. Okay. Husband to Saint.
He was in a good movie called Somewhere in Time back in the late, early 80s.
No, he's not dead.
You're talking about Christopher Reeve, Superman, died in 2004.
What? That's the guy.
Yeah, he's been dead. Christopher Nolan directed The Dark Knight.
Okay.
That's a good movie. Inception. He's directed good movies, but I still think he's a tad overrated. But in life, you'd rather be overrated than underrated. Yeah. Because if you're overrated, people are at least rating you. Underrated people never get rated. Especially in the entertainment business.
That's a really good perspective.
So my hot take is Oppenheimer is not good. It's just not that good. I don't want to watch it. B, it is time for our first ever creepy or not.
Okay, creepy or not. It's too much.
That's some really creepy music we got going on there. Okay, creepy or not, B. The way this game works is I'm just going to throw out a scenario.
Okay.
And you have to tell me if it's creepy.
I like it.
Old man sitting in the sauna at the YMCA by yourself.
Not creepy. Not what? Creepy. No, it's like a cute old man thing.
No, wait, wait. Okay, not old man. I'm going like 50-year-old man. Sitting in the sauna, and all that's in there are women. And he just keeps sitting there. That's the stage.
Okay, does he have a mustache?
Well, I have one today. And for anybody listening, I have a mustache today. I must ask you. Is that what I must ask you? How's it? I must ask you. I must ask you. Yes. Yeah, my wife doesn't like the stash. She's in Africa right now.
Perfect.
So I went and said, I'm making a stash.
Now's the time, yeah.
Now's the time for the stash.
Okay.
So that's what I did.
Okay, but does the sauna guy have a mustache?
Oh, yes, he does.
It's creepy.
I'm going creepy in that. I like how your first assessment was he's not creepy, though.
Okay, because you said old and you said alone. If he's younger and there's, like, women in there and he's the only guy and he has a mustache, it's bad.
But the whole story changes if he's a good-looking dude like Channing Tatum and he's sitting in there and girls walk in and sit. Then he's not creepy.
I don't know. Still kind of creepy.
Mm.
You gotta know your place.
Okay, I'll have another creepy or not next time.
Okay.
But for now, let's get our guest on here. We are so glad to bring Sam Roll onto the show.
Okay, let's get her.
This is Movie Torture Dad's third favorite, Jonathan, here coming to you to talk about one of our real sponsors, Generous Coffee. When you choose Generous Coffee, you're not just getting a delightful brew, you're joining a movement with a purpose. You make an impact beyond your cup. By savoring your coffee, you're part of something greater, a force for positive change worldwide, and you're getting uncompromised quality. Generous Coffee is renowned for its specialty blends, and their heartbeat lies in using a for-profit business as a force for good. In 2024, they extended their reach by providing coffee to churches across the U.S. If you'd like to learn more about Generous Coffee, reach out to Ben Higgins at ben@generousmovement.com. Let's brew a better world together.
So, B, it is that time.
It is.
It's that time for our hot takes, and we look forward to those every week. You and I have always had hot takes.
We have. Now we've created this segment for hot takes. It's an official segment now.
We're going to have to get music for the hot take segment eventually.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah, we need to be sponsored by some kind of hot sauce. That's what we need. Okay. We need a hot sauce, like the tamale hot take segment with Brad and B. I like that.
Is that a sauce?
I don't know, but Sam is laughing. If you're watching, you can see Sam right now. She is from Married at First Sight. She has many hot takes, and this will most likely not be her only time joining us. So it better not be, because we got her under contract for 3 years. she's locked in for life.
That's what I thought.
Sam, thank you for joining B and I.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited, aren't we, B?
Yeah, no, I love it. I'm excited.
So, Sam, we are hot taking Love is Blind. Not Love at First Sight. I about said Love at First Sight. Love is Blind. Where do you stand on this season, Sam?
Confusion. So confused by the ending. Why AD, I don't even know. I feel like after seeing the reunion yesterday, I feel like AD and Clay, maybe they're still together because she looked like she might give him another chance. I'm so confused. I don't know why they went to the altar and decided like a few days before or however it played out, but I was very confused.
Okay. I have not seen the recent episode, but this is going to be spoiler time. Yeah, I'm just going to learn
it.
Have
you seen it? Okay.
Well, no, but I don't want you to hold back. B, don't hold back.
I have so many feelings.
Okay.
I watched yesterday, just like you did, Sam. And I mean, last night, 11, I think it was released at like 9 p.m., 11 p.m., I'm like yelling at the TV. I'm like,
what are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I think AD and Clay are probably going to hook up after the show. Like after reunion, it seemed like they were probably going to talk and maybe try to work things out. But like, I don't get it. And are you following everything online where people are like, Clay's a walking red flag. AD, yeah. You do all of this. Like, what are you doing? Okay. So like, I don't know, but like, I feel like he's genuine.
I think he is too. Cause he thought about it a lot. He thought about hurting her a lot. Now he wants to get back with her, but also she, I think, deserves a little bit more. I mean, I guess, is it like 10 days that they do it across? Like they film, is it really only 10 days? It can't be that they film only across 10 days.
I don't think so. No, because they are a week in like their honeymoon, like wherever they go.
Yeah.
So they're like a week there. So I think before that, I want to say it's 2 weeks. I could be wrong.
How long are they in the pods for?
I think it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And so you're going in and out for 2 weeks? Oh my
God. They were saying for 6 hours too. Like if you listen to some of the guys talk, they were saying that they were in the pods for 6 hours at a time on these dates with these women, which is why it felt like days for them.
Okay, I guess I have the opposite of you two. I think Clay is a player who only wants booty, and that's his main goal, is booty.
Okay, 10 days in the pods, 20 days total for like the whole recording of the show.
Okay.
That makes it a little bit better mindfully, like just thinking in relation to Married at First Sight and what that was like, and we had 3 months. So a month of like doing all this and choosing your person. The spoiler, obviously, AD definitely got robbed more than anybody. I did not see that coming, but just like the two teachers or the principal and the teacher at the beginning.
The one that wouldn't get off his phone.
Yes.
That one.
Yes. I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming.
I was totally blindsided by it because, like, we're watching, right? And so they just get back from their trip. He's on his phone. She's unpacking and setting up house and, like, all that. And then it pans to him again on his phone.
Yep.
Then they're in the kitchen and something is said. And I might have missed something. But something said and he's like, yeah, I guess we're not getting married. And he goes upstairs, calls his buddy and is like, let's go out.
Yes, she said that there wasn't a like a drive or like a want or something towards him.
On her side or on his side?
I think she was saying on his side, and then he was like, oh, so you don't feel that way? Well, thank you for letting me know. And that's how he dismissed it easily.
But it was like quick.
Yeah.
It was very quick. Were they on the reunion?
Yeah, they were.
They were. And okay. I think she wasn't attracted to him.
That's the thing is, I think she was. I don't think he was.
I like how we've disagreed on both topics, Sam, you and I.
Well, no, because my fear is like, you know, I know that he took a lot of the pressure of what he and AD had talked about. And that is a lot of weight to have a cultural change in your home, especially if you've never dated somebody like of a different race or you're not used to that. So I feel like... I don't know if that is kind of what shut him down. At least that's what editing, that's how it was perceived through what they were showing us. But I thought she liked him. I thought she was like actually really into him. Could be wrong though.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sam. I thought she was really into him, which was surprising because I did not find him attractive at all. I think she's beautiful. Oh. So like for me, I didn't really see it like fitting, but more on her end. But then it seemed like he was really the one to call things off. Yeah. But no, and the reunion, Brad, they were like pretty quiet and they had like care for one another. You could tell there was no like animosity, drama, nothing like that between them. So it was that was sweet. It was nice. But I still don't know what happened.
Neither do I. I think that they had to have cut something out.
Sure, yeah.
She was by far the prettiest one of all of them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She was a nice Christian girl.
Hmm? Yeah, her personality all together, like she, you know, she's pretty on the outside, but she on the inside too was such a genuine soul.
Yeah.
You know, Grace.
He definitely outkicked his coverage with her. Like, she was way out of his league. 100%.
And out of, like, the whole group, I mean, just the kindness that she had for everyone, you know, I felt like that was just, like, it's kind of hard to come by.
So, yeah. Like, yeah.
She was, like, the top pick, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too.
Back to the Clay. You don't think Clay okay. was in it for booty? I mean, come on now. This guy could not wait to take AD to the bedroom. I mean, he was like me around a Big Mac. I'm going to destroy it pretty fast.
He got his. He was not like any. So, and maybe that's what it was. Like, if you feel like he came for like some action and he got his, then there was no obligation for him to say yes at the altar. I don't think that's what it is. I think there was a lot more like mental, emotional stuff for him.
Sam, they're all from Charlotte, and that's our area. He didn't come home one night because he was in Lake Norman and didn't want to drive back to Pineville. That's weird to me.
How far of a drive is that?
30
minutes. 35 minutes. Hmm?
If he was drinking, that would make sense.
It was a work thing, right?
Then he was working, and he had to. He was kind of leaving late one evening and had to be back up there early the next day, so he was just there. Yeah. So, and then remember
that's his a red flag came, to me.
His mom came to that lunch with him and AD, and his mom was like, "If you're married, you're married. So, like, you're in or you're out."
She put the fear of God in him. Yeah.
Rightfully so, though. I mean, you don't want to, and I'm kind, you know, I'm glad that he said no when he did, instead of dragging her through that and, you know, having her get hurt along the way, because she didn't deserve it.
Sam, do you think if AD had not given up the booty the whole time, he would have been
out?
You think he'd still been out? I think he would have tried to do some crushing.
I think he would have been like, he probably would have been like, look, because I think that if she came with walls up, it seemed like that's what he was, you know, most likely used to. So I feel like if she did that, then he would have been like, okay, fine. Because he also, did he have any other connections in the pod? I don't recall him having any other connections.
Yeah, he was mad at was it Michael? Because AD liked Michael. I think AD would have went off with Michael had he not said the same thing.
The reunion, they've actually hung out.
They have? Oh my gosh. Michael is such a weirdo. I mean, he is so weird.
He didn't come to the reunion. He refused to come to the reunion.
Yeah. The fact that he was invited is crazy. Like, what is he really? He was on like two episodes, right?
No, but he had some drama because remember he said the same exact thing to two different
girls.
And they both thought he was like for real. One of them being AD. And so like, yeah. So AD seeing that played back live, obviously. And then last night at the reunion, I thought was just like gold. Like, I love, and her reaction was like, basically, like, I got played, but then she did say, like, we've been out.
Yeah, yeah.
What? After you saw what you saw?
Why would she hang out with him? I don't know. He gave me, like, serial killer vibes.
Same thing. I said, he's going to kill somebody. Like, he looks like that. He is creepy.
Let me go ahead and say he'll never come on this show now.
That's it. I mean, and obviously we only see a couple snippets of him while we're watching it. So we only have whatever they decided to share with us. You know, the film crew decided to share with us. So he could have been much different. But from what we saw, and then he didn't come, and we didn't get to see him. So that's all we're left with. That's it.
What about the couple? This guy, he outkicked his coverage too. The one who was dating the blonde.
Oh my god!
Who rode the jet skis?
You're talking about is it Jimmy? Is that Jimmy?
Oh.
Yeah. No, Jeremy, not Jimmy. Jeremy, the one that rode the jet skis at the party with the girl he liked when they had just broke up.
Hmm? They're together now. They live together.
They live together now?
Yes.
Holy smokes, for real?
Oh, yeah.
He said, we've been living together for a year. So he said, when we rode off on the jet skis, we've been together since then.
Oh, yeah.
She trashy, though, right? She's kind of trashy.
I think the way she went about things was trashy.
Yes, that's what it was.
I think that's really her. But, I mean, if you're like, that's my man, I mean, she got what she came for. I'll say that.
She did.
She's willing to find a husband, a wife. She got what she came for. And Laura ended up being a little scrappy at the end. And
what was wrong with Laura?
Laura was... Well, she
second best looking one on the season, by the way.
She definitely got scrappy.
Hmm?
What about the mom? What was her name? Jessica?
Ugh, she's okay. The one that liked Jimmy?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
She loses points for liking Jimmy. I mean, that's the... Jimmy's a douche.
Well, my husband thought she was attractive. That's why I thought maybe you would think that.
Do you think so, Sam? You think she's attractive?
She's really pretty. I don't know her. She claimed that she's now really good friends with Chelsea, which I find to be very odd, I guess. The only thing I could think of.
No way.
I keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I don't know. But yeah, and then she got really emotional when Jimmy was like, you know, stating that they weren't on good terms. So like, I think she's pretty, but then I don't know what her motives are, and maybe she's got good intentions.
Now, did y'all happen to see, because I saw this when I was in the airport last week, there was a photo of Tyler. Is it Tyler? The one couple, the lady, the girl that I told you be that I think is the prettiest one. The South American one.
Oh, the one that got married. The only one that got married.
Yeah. But recently there was a photo of her husband walking with Jimmy's with the mom, Jessica, at an airport together.
There's no way Johnny would do that.
Johnny, that's it. Hold on.
Yeah, y'all... but it could have been anything. You don't know, paparazzi and all that stuff. If they all had to go to a central location for a reunion or a promo or whatever, and they were just walking beside each other, that doesn't mean they're like hooking up.
Yeah. I don't know. Johnny is
nothing that's just a picture. Like, you can't.
I'm going to go with no. Let's go with no. I don't want to think that because they were the best couple. I mean, they were the ones with no drama, so they were the most boring couple to watch. The most drama they had was, I want you to be on birth control, and she's like, I don't want to be on birth control.
Found it so funny for the reunion. He was like, well, I guess I just really didn't know about birth control.
To which I was like, I guess that's not really a thing men go and look up, though. I mean,
that's what my husband said. We were watching it together, and he was like, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
We just wouldn't know.
My wife has never been on birth control.
Lucky for her. Because I'm allergic to the pill, so I get nauseous, and it's miserable. I can't take that.
She's never done that.
But I have 5 kids, so it's not like that. There's no magic in here.
So, Sam, do you think Chelsea looks like Megan Fox? Thank you.
Not even resembles. Not even one bit.
I think she knew what she was doing when she
did.
My friends think I look like Megan Fox.
Well, she said, I hear it a lot on the plane. And every time I hear that phrase on the plane, that means, like, I kind of wonder, like, did you hear it once on the plane here? And then... Or have you heard it like a couple times and you just remembered when you were on the plane that they said it? I don't know. But she said that. Yeah.
But could she
doing? And then once he heard that, he was like sold.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think she could have heard that on the plane? Do you think she would look like Megan Fox if you were 4 whiskey bottles down on an airplane?
I mean,
there's a lot of drinking that goes on an airplane.
One, I would say no, just because I recognize Megan Fox, it is Megan Fox, right? No. Yeah.
Chelsea.
I recognize her with dark hair. And she doesn't have super dark hair.
It's like brown. Your color, right?
Yeah, it's like a brown, auburn type of color. So I don't see it there. And then the eyes aren't the same either. Like, yes, they're blue.
So what I saw online.
Nor is the mouth.
Basically, like, right here, she looks like Megan Fox. And I was like, but she don't. Like,
no,
she's not. Yeah.
Not one bit.
She,
She set him up. So that line, every time I watch it over and over, I'm like, she asked, that was a digging question for a reason. Because she was like, has anybody ever told you that you look like a celebrity? Like, it opens the door for no or yeah, why you?
But did you hear, so I heard in like another interview, and I want to say it was like People magazine or something, but she asked the question to him and he said like Ryan Reynolds, I think. And then he said, what about you? And she said, Megan Fox.
No, he said Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, that might be it. Yes.
That's it. Yes.
We talked about this, didn't we? And then, so really she asked the question to him, but supposedly, but editing like took that out. I don't know, like, if that's true. If I feel like if it was true, she would have used that as like a backup, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know.
But they knew what they were doing when production put that in there, though, because everyone, that was a clear no.
Yeah.
So Sam, speaking of what we look like and who we look like, I had Dr. Pepper on.
How did that go? I miss her.
It went really great. And I said, how do you find these people to come on? I said, because I told Sam, she's a really attractive girl. Like, you know, how did you find her and all that stuff? And she said, well, we like to look at photos of your exes. And we try to match you with someone that looks like your ex or resembles your ex. So then I said... You're looking at me crazy right now. Did they scope out pictures of your ex? She's like, I dispute Dr. Pepper. That's not true.
They might do that now. I don't know.
Maybe they do now because they're like 55 seasons in.
I know.
But I said, so could I submit photos of like Megan Fox looking chicks, like tens?
To make sure you get a good one.
And she goes, well, Brad, if that's what you want, then we're just probably not going to have you on the show. I was like, because I would submit. She's like, we're gonna have to see photo proof that you're actually dating these girls. That was so funny.
They do. I mean, at least then they. I don't know if they looked at my exes. Maybe that was like the secret sauce. Who knows? And they just didn't say. But I know that they do ask you like what you're attracted to in so many different ways. You know, just to make sure. But
that's what I was telling B last time we were talking. I'm like, you do the reality show math, right? If I was coming on a show, you do the math. Like, there's no uggos ever on these reality shows. There's none. Like, if I'm in Love is Blind, I know at worst I'm getting like a 6, 6.5 girl out of a 10 scale here. Sorry. I just know that. It's happening. Like, there's no, like, castle freak looking weirdo that is in there.
No.
Even the guys are not bad looking dudes.
No. They're vetted.
Michael's skirting it.
I will say, I wish they did a little bit more background check on whether these guys had, you know, partners, though, because they did address some of the rumors online about some of them having, like, either been, you know, engaged or seeing people while they were before the show.
How is that possible, Sam? Like, if I'm dating a girl, how can I go on Love is Blind and not expect to get caught? I mean, it's going to be on Netflix. It's the biggest reality show, biggest dating reality show. I think it's the best, honestly, of any of them. Sorry, no offense to Married at First Sight.
Oh, no. I mean, hey, look, I'm addicted to it. But same. I mean, I don't understand what they're thinking because it's all going to be televised, the majority of it, the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why?
Why?
Like, if you're already seeing someone like Trevor on the...
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, so
he was seeing someone?
Yeah.
They were...
Mullet Trevor? Wow.
Mullet Trevor. They were basically engaged. He's like, hey, I'm going to go do this thing. I'm going to come back and marry you, basically. But like, why then?
Yeah.
Why would he do it?
Why would she take him back? Like... Those texts, because they showed his text messages with this girl.
Like on the screen. It was awesome.
It was so sad.
Was he there? Was he there?
He was there and he asked to leave.
Yeah.
Can I leave now? It was
like a child.
I'm trying to think, like, if I told my wife, hey, I'm going to go do a Netflix show. I'll be back in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, how would that fly? Like, I feel like my wife would throw me out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The woman, whoever it is that he is with, she is a special lady, because there's no way that I would be like, oh yeah, just go on the show, see if you fall in love, and then, oh, you do fall in love and you're heartbroken and now you're going to come back to me, and again, I'm your second option. Like, reminds me of 90 Day Fiancé, but still, like, I'm your second option, you know? No.
That's so weird. Yeah. The guys don't think about that stuff, though. Men only think of one thing, and that is what Clay was thinking about when he signed up to be with AD. He's like, I'm going to conquer AD. And he did. He did. And he broke her heart, I guess, because they broke up. Yeah. So anybody, the only ones that got married was Johnny?
Yep. Everybody else. Oh, my gosh. Dropped last minute.
B, tell Sam your theory on Jeremy and the hat.
Oh my God. I have to hear this.
Jeremy and the hat. Hold on.
You told me last time we were talking that he wouldn't take his hat off. Jeremy's the jet skier.
Yeah, I don't remember talking about this.
Yeah, you point out to me you think he wears the hat because she only likes him in the hat. Because
that's not me.
That was you. Oh my gosh. No. Are we having a senior moment?
Thinking about him wearing a hat. I can't even picture him wearing
you
a hat.
You said he won't take his hat off because he doesn't look good with his hat off, and she knows that, so she makes him wear his hat all the time. That's B's theory.
He does wear his hat all the time, though. He didn't have it on the reunion. He did have a Hawaiian shirt on, though.
Really? Which, he does love the Hawaiian shirt. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but he was kind of a tool on the reunion, and
he's a tool in real life.
Like, cool.
That's just how he like kind of carries himself, and so I don't know what's her name, Sarah Ann.
Yeah,
I don't know what she sees in him. Like, he's not very attractive. He doesn't have a good personality. Like,
no.
I don't know if it's just like the catch, like she won. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and what I also think is funny is that they were celebrating. You know, they celebrated a lot of the people who have made it, but yeah. Like that are still together from the show, but they didn't celebrate them. And I mean, essentially they got together because of the show. So it's funny that they weren't, you know, the show kind of.
I want to ask you about, oh my gosh, the last season 5. I want to bring that in for real quick before we wrap. What about Johnny? Remember Johnny from last season? Like, I love how, oh, you remember. She was the one that caused all the drama. Didn't get the guy, then shows up.
Yes, it was a girl, Johnny.
Johnny, yes. They need a Johnny character every season. Because Johnny brought a lot of the, you know, the spice to the show.
Wait. Oh, yes. I remember her.
I remember her, too.
Yeah, no. Her and Lydia, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if Lydia's still married. Did Lydia get married? Did they end? I can't even remember. It's like once the season's over, washed from my mind.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's what I do. The older I get, it's so hard to retain it. But Johnny, I remember. They need a character like Johnny every season.
She was the ultra villain, though.
Yeah.
She was.
She definitely earned that herself, though. She could have changed her delivery in certain ways with things, but that was, I remember watching and I'm like, surely she can't be like this cold in real life. This has to be just made to look this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about this lady? Cause she's actually going to come on and talk to me soon. Jackie from season 4. She is the ultimate villain. At least B thinks so.
I think so. Yeah. You'll remember her right when she pops up.
Yeah. She's going to come on a chat. So I'm going to ask her about villain status. Cause I think villain status is bad.
Don't have her on the show.
She's like, no.
I mean, so what she did at the end, though.
Didn't she hook up with somebody?
She went back to the guy that, like, she was considering in the pods, which, by the way, that guy, in my opinion, just wasn't, he didn't have all the tools in the tool shed. But
I can't even remember, like, who it was.
I don't remember.
Kind of perfect for each other.
Josh.
Yeah.
And she was like, she and the other guy were doing so well. So at Marshall, Josh is the silly one, and Marshall is the guy that she, I think, should have ended up with. But she left Marshall. However, if she wasn't attracted to him, which I don't think she really was, like physically, that's probably why.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Sam, it's that time before we have to wrap with you. We're going to play the cameo game. And here on Breaking News with Brad and B, we love the cameo game. I don't know how to stop this, though. I'm just kidding. I got it. Okay, so I actually like that music. It's kind of cool. So the cameo game is this, Sam. We're going to pull people up,
okay,
and we're going to talk about their cameos. And your own cameo, so we would be remiss not to bring you up on here. I'm bringing you up right now. B, before I bring Sam up,
I don't even know.
How much does Sam charge?
Not
a lot.
Okay, I have questions. You set your price, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when you like log in, do you have to like say, I work under such and such umbrella? And then.
So Cameo reaches out to you if they want you to be on there. You can apply to be on Cameo, but they have to reach out to you to see if you want to be on there.
And, okay.
Because you get like a. Almost like YouTube, how you get like a manager, I guess, of the cameo. So somebody owns that portion.
I got you. Okay.
Sam, that's our goal, B and I, to be on Cameo together and send people funny Cameo videos.
I've only gotten one, but I also don't like advertise my Cameo because, I don't know, I feel bad doing stuff like that and like putting stuff on my feed. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, share this, though. You need to share that. Share our conversation.
I don't know.
But yeah, you need to do that. Forget Cameo. But B, how much does Sam think she's worth?
Okay.
That's what I always say. We always preface with that. Now, let me tell you this. Last time we talked about Peter Asher, who is the second half of Peter and Gordon from the 60s. And he's been on Work Advice. He's in his 70s. He is on Cameo. And right now, B said, how much did you think he was worth?
I don't remember, but I remember saying, like, I don't know him. It was low.
She said $20. I think he thinks he's worth 50, but let's go 30.
Something like that, yeah.
Peter Asher is the leader in the clubhouse right now for most expensive person that's come on Work Advice. He is like... $299 or something like that. But he gives 7-minute cameos, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's still way too much.
Yeah.
So, B, how much do you think Sam charges?
Okay, I'm going to say it's 3 minutes. This is the cameo. I think it's going to be 3 minutes. I think she thinks she's worth 50. I think he should charge 75.
You upped it, but...
Yeah.
Usually we down it.
You said I'm not very much. So I'm thinking like, gosh, she probably thinks she's like not worth the 50, but like she should be charging like 75 for 3 minutes, I think, right?
We want Sam to come back and be a correspondent for reality with us. So we have to say she's worth $500.
That's the rule. No. You want me to tell you what I put on there?
Hold on. You can tell us, but I'm going to hold on. Ready?
I think it's like $20.
No, you are wrong. Yeah. You are wrong.
What is it?
The lowest is like 35, right?
No, you can go low. You can do $5 cameos. Yeah. I've done $5 cameos.
What did I do with that?
We need to get somebody that's $5 to do a cameo for this podcast.
Man.
Tell Sam about last time we played Cameo, and who was that guy that he was... He was more expensive on Cameo than he was.
Le'Veon Bell is $100 on Cameo, but he is free on OnlyFans.
Oh my gosh. That's like where you make the most of your money if you want money.
We think he's free. Sam, will you be our OnlyFans correspondent?
Sure, because I don't have one. I've always wondered what that looked like over there.
You can make really good money. I don't want you to join OnlyFans. I just want you to find out the prices of people on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And then we will report that on the show. Sam, you are, to me, you're worth well over $100 because you're awesome.
What did I put on there?
You put a grand total of $15.
Oh, yay. Okay, I wasn't too far off. Yeah, because here, I'm like, I'm just a mom. So if somebody really wants to hear from me, then sure, I'll buy some soccer snacks for the girls.
I like the look you went with here. Let's go. I like the glasses look right here.
That was so old.
Is this a cameo or are you advertising it?
No, it's got to be a cameo. Or it's either got to be that or like the one video they make you upload. Because they do make you, you know, obviously try and upload something.
Part of cameo. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to
that. That was so long ago.
Okay, then we got...
That was the one. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
How long ago?
I remember that.
This is what I like about it. I like the fact that this guy and this girl closed on a house, and they're like, you know what? I want Sam to congratulate us.
That's what I thought was sweet, but then I was like, somebody could be trolling me, so.
I want Sam to say, congratulations, Brad and Kristen. You just sold your house. That's what I want.
That is definitely an accomplishment right now. Hopefully it turned out well for them, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Sam, let me ask you this real quick before you go. Of the $15, if this is too personal, let me know. No. How much do you see from that?
All of it.
All of it? How does Cameo make money then?
I'm assuming that it's probably on advertising, you know? Lots of like clicking and I mean, I'm assuming that way or I'm not sure because I got it all when I did it.
Wow. See, if that's the case, if friend of the show, Christine Lakin's charging $50 and she's popping out 7 cameos a day, that's like $350 just in her pocket.
I wonder too, like tax wise though, for yourself, you must, because like depending on how much you make, obviously in claiming that, it's got to be where either you're below a certain threshold and you don't have to claim it maybe. Because I'm thinking like, how does Cameo then get audited like for payment and things like that?
Exactly. Something has to happen. Hey, Sam, you've been great. We thank you for coming on Breaking News with Brad and B. You're always welcome back. We actually want you to come back.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm ready for the next season of Love is Blind and 90 Day Fiancé. So
we're going to talk 90 Day Fiancé next time you're on. And we will play another cameo game with you, not showing your cameos.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
No problem. Bye. Okay. Well, B, that was a fun conversation with Sam.
Yeah. No, she's very cool. She's cool. All the Love is Blind things, like it's, I'm glad it's over. It was an emotional season for me.
I got to be honest, I haven't told my wife yet, but I'm going on the new Love is Blind season 7.
Yeah, don't tell her.
I don't want her to find out, though, because I'm going to cancel our Netflix subscription before it airs. That way she'll forget it ever happened. She'll be like, what?
You and Trevor can live happily ever after.
He's got a mullet, though, so I mean, I don't know if he'd want to live with a 45-year-old man. That's kind of weird. That could be on the creepy or not game next time.
Yeah, that one might be creepy.
Yeah. So, with that being said, we're going to be back in 2 weeks for our second episode of Breaking News with Brad and B.
We will have all your news right here.
All the news you didn't know you needed to know, right?
That's the one.
That's our line. All the news you didn't know you need to know, but now you know.
All right, from the Breaking News studio, I'm B. And that's Brad, and we're going to see you next time.
I would say stay classy, but I'm not going to say that.
Okay, don't miss.
Later, B. Bye.